Good morning, folks. It's me. Who else would it be? This is kind of a spur of the moment kind of ramble. Mainly because a topic has come up on my Discord server that's somehow, it saddens me a little bit. And I just feel an overwhelming need to kind of address it. I don't even know if I'll post this, anywhere other than my own, subreddit, or not. I haven't yet decided, but I'll ramble on anyway. I have a few new users on my server, and they're people who've been around anywhere from, you know, a week or so up to a month, 2 months. I've been around on Reddit since November last year. Not this account, of course. I had another account. I almost feel... So it's actually coming up for 5 months now. My God. I almost feel like an old hand, and I'm far from that. But I don't know if it's because I'm older and I've had the good fortune to have been guided, mentored by some very wise and sensible people, that maybe I see things a little bit differently. But to the topic at hand, it was talking about, I actually started talking about how to get more listeners, and the topic kind of veered off into how to get more votes and more listens, and how to and that somehow meant improvement. And there was discussion about the top posts of all time. I guess the thing that saddened me somewhat is, just because something's at the top doesn't necessarily mean it's the best. And it kind of comes back to what you find satisfactory, and the reason you're on GWA in the first place. And I mentioned, and I've discussed this with a number of people, about why people are on GWA. I mean, I came to GWA looking for intimacy at the end of the day. I came for the porn, and I ended up staying for chats with friends and having a good time. And it's something I guess I'm going to think a lot more about in the coming days, because I'm not going to actually say that. I'm just going to just leave that as I was going to say something. I'm thinking, you know what, I perhaps don't want to actually announce something to the whole world and let everybody know. Where was I? Oh my, yes, talking about. I got an extremely valuable piece of advice right at the very beginning about making audio, and I want to reiterate it now. Please make audio for yourself. Yes, I know there's a kind of a quid pro quo in that it's a huge turn on to know that other people are listening to that, and it's part of the reason why we kind of do it. However, I want the focus to be on enjoying yourself, because if you make audio that you like, that you enjoy doing, others will also like it. It becomes a natural consequence of what you do. But what I am seeing somewhat, not disturbingly, but somewhat worrying for me is people are then turning around to their listeners and saying, what do you want me to do? And I actually had this discussion with a friend yesterday. It would be like Picasso, who, and I'm using Picasso because he's a well-known artist, but you could think of even any of the Impressionist artists, and now I can't actually even think of one off the top of my head. Actually, I mean, he painted art for his own self-expression, and he painted it for himself. He may have got motivations from all sorts of people, but he didn't go into a room where there are a whole people bunch of watching and saying, turning around and go, now what would you like me to paint? No, he did not. And I see audio as a creative thing in the same way. And this isn't just my opinion. I mean, I could be completely barkers, completely bonkers and talking out of my proverbial. But it's, I see it as a destructive thing when people are looking for things that are highly voted and highly listened to and highly gilded. I mean, it becomes a competitive thing. And I don't think creativity should be so competitive. It's it becomes an, there is making the audio that we do is a narcissistic thing, because you make the audio and you do wait for the congratulation and the adulation and things like that. I am not denying that, but it's when I see people go, I only got 2 votes. How do I get more votes? Well, and you know, or I've done this audio and someone else who's got a similar sort of voice to me has got more listens and more upvotes and more comments. Why is that? Well, and I tried to explain it in text as best I could, and I don't think I was terribly successful. But the people at the top, the high-performing artists, they put a lot of time and effort into advertising their product because that's how they see it. It takes a lot of time and effort. You see people with a lot of votes and a lot of comments. The reason they've got so many is because they put a lot of time and effort into keeping those listeners. I think of one male performer. I'm not going to mention him by name. I stumbled across him when he literally just started, and I listened to him, and he did great improv. He was fantastic, and I gave him some feedback as such, and he was very good. And then what he did was he started pumping out the audio, but what he also does is he keeps his little, and so another user, on another, who's a good friend of mine, refers to them flock of birds. He keeps his little flock of birds engaged through other means, whether it's Discord or Kick or messaging. And you know, all those flocks of birds constantly comment. They give him the votes. And he's risen rapidly. I mean, he's gone from, he started not so long ago, and now he's up to 700 followers. And I've stopped listening. I stopped listening because I realized, not because of anything necessarily of the audios themselves, it's because I suddenly realized I was just one little voice in a flock of 700. And I realized I didn't want to be that. I do want to feel connected and engaged with someone I listen to. And I don't want to be one of the crowd. And that's me. It's not a reflection on that user. And I also think users can put out too much content. I have very few hours in the day. And I've got a lot of friends that put out content, and I'm now becoming choosy about what I listen to. And these people, some of these performers are now falling off the list because there's a, also a repetitive nature to what they're doing as well. If you only had five people that you listened to, then this would be fine. But I don't. I don't have many followers myself, in terms of large numbers. I can't listen to, I just literally do not have the time to listen to that much audio. I've started to question why I listen to something. And I guess maybe because I am getting sexual satisfaction not from listening to audio as much now. I get it elsewhere. So audio I like to listen to is stuff that makes me laugh, makes me smile. And it's increasingly becoming more SFW. I really like the poetry. I really like poetry because it touches me in a particular way. I've written a bit of poetry. I haven't written any poetry for ages, and I'd like to get back into that. And I probably will record some poetry. But I also reflected today on audio that had given me the most satisfaction. And I mentioned two, but in fact, it's actually three. Two were on an old account. One was a piece of poetry, not that I wrote, but that I had recorded, because I had read this poetry and it immediately resonated with me on such a deep level. I felt compelled to record it, and it was difficult to record. But someone very close to me it impacted them. They did give me a gold what's her name, but she doesn't give them out very often, either stuff that makes her laugh or makes her cry, and in this case it made her cry. And I found enormous satisfaction out of that. And it doesn't have a particularly high number of listens, and it doesn't have a particularly high number of votes. But I got a lot of satisfaction out of doing that. And then another creative piece that I did was partly a collaboration with an extremely good friend of mine. And again, it's not a particularly high listen to stuff, but it's something I enjoyed doing at the time because I got to have fun and be myself for 2.5 hours. And I actually got a chance to hang out with a friend, a really good friend. And I really enjoyed that. And interestingly enough, I've gotten satisfaction from that because that's actually spawned and motivated other people to try and recreate that. And that kind of makes me feel good because, you know what they say, imitation is a sincere form of flattery. And the third one was an NSFW audio that I did. Again, not my highest voted one at all. But some of the commentary that I got back on the impact that it had had on some of the listeners, I kind of was a bit taken aback because it was a particularly long audio, but it was something I enjoyed immensely doing. I really totally lost myself completely. Inadvertently, or interestingly enough, I actually got some criticism from a friend who complained about the tense changes. It's like, for fuck's sake, it's a ramble, fat, and an improv. But, oh man, I can still remember how fucking good it felt. And some of my NSFW stuff, I mean, I've had some intense, amazing orgasms and had a great time. But I don't necessarily get a lot of comments or votes or even listens to stuff. But they still represent me, and I still enjoyed making them. So I guess I want to sort of point out, you really need to think about why you're here. If you're here to somehow turn this into some kind of, you know, money-making, I don't say money-making opportunity, but if you want to make money out of this, then recognize that just putting out audio is not going to get you there. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that goes on to get your name noticed, because the way it works is the top voted stuff is by people that either are no longer here, or the people that are people that get noticed. They put a lot of time and effort into raising profile. It's networking and advertising and all these kinds of things, which I'm not criticizing them for doing that, but it saddens me that I'm seeing people chase that, because I think ultimately it's going to be self-destructive. I saw that with a friend that has deleted himself yet again from Reddit, because I think he too chased that that pipe dream. I don't know. It's very easy to burn out. And putting out a lot of audio and chasing those votes and those comments is ultimately self-destructive, I think. I have seen it, and I see people talk about it. I'm hoping that by posting this, I'll impact someone in some way to kind of take a step back and think, I do this because I like doing it. I mean, even if I take my SFW creative work, which is my poetry, my readings and my backstage stuff, I look at my NSFW stuff, I use it. The reason I do it is I like to have a good time. So I enjoy myself doing it, and I just happen to have the recorder on. I ultimately don't often stop and think about who's going to listen to it and what they say. Yes, I have posted audio that has been in some respects a response to something I've listened to and posted that. But I'm not here trying to cater to my audience. I have had requests for things that people want to hear me do and say. But if it's not something that I would normally otherwise do, I'm not going to do it. I don't know much more what I can say on this matter. I mean, I think for some people there's no kind of convincing them otherwise. But this kind of comparing yourself to, I mean, I've done it myself. It's one of the reasons I don't do scripts, because I want my pieces to be unique and individual, just like I am. And you pick a popular script. If I'm going to do a script, you know, to be perfectly frank, I want to be the only one that's filled it. Because I have done scripts by someone I actually really like his writing style. And within 24 hours, a well-known performer had filled this script. She got more upvotes than me. And I immediately compared myself and said, how come she got more upvotes than me? Does this mean my audio is not as good as hers? Because we did the same product. We performed the same script. She got more votes because she's got more followers than me. I actually have played my audio and her audio to a number of people or asked them. And I'm not trying to big note myself or trying to pat myself on the back, but a lot of people have said you did a much better job, which, you know, that was nice to know. But what I'm trying to say is good audio or quality audio is also in the eye of the beholder. I realize that too. Not everyone's going to like my voice or the way I do things. I'm not everyone's jam. And I'm kind of happy. I actually kind of like being small, unique and niche. In some respects, it makes me feel more special because I don't have a large number of followers relative to people who've got thousands. Because I think if I did, there would be pressure to perform to the masses. And I'm not here. I'm not some performing monkey or some performing bean either. Yes, I like to entertain. I get a kick out of entertaining people. I really do. I'm not denying that, but I don't want to. I want my product to be me that's entertaining, not, oh, you've asked me. You know, it's like standing in front of an audience, which song would you like me to sing, and singing that song and everyone goes, well done. Whereas, you know, true artists sing their own music and go, fuck you. Anyway, I think I've said all I'm going to say on this matter. You'll either agree or disagree. I just feel it's important to note because I'm worried that people are, I just didn't like some of the things that were kind of being said and perpetuated, and it saddened me, it really did. So I felt compelled to make an audio about it. And I don't know whether, I think I'll just put this on my subreddit and people will either listen or they won't. It's fucking long for a bean lecture. So welcome, thank you for attending my bean talk on I don't even know what the topic is, but I guess you all understand what I'm trying to get at, and I hopefully it has made some sense. Okay, on that note, I need to go find coffee and food. It's 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning and I'm still in bed. I hope you have a good day, people, and you know, it's to sign off and chat, which is be happy, be positive, and take care of yourselves. Bye.